In the teaching on mindfulness of breathing, what does it mean sets his, her body erect, having established mindfulness in front of them? I think in front of has been interpreted in different ways. Thank you for your teachings and your patience with our questions. There has been a whole lot of different interpretations over time, and part of it is the and there is, I don't think there's a definitive answer. The word is called parimukkam, and mukha is mouth. So then it gets interpreted that one pays attention, establishes mindfulness around the mouth, the tip of the nose, sort of thing around there. But in the Vinaya, then there's different uses of the word mukha, and it doesn't really make sense that it's so limited. So the sort of so that either and that mukha can mean something like a doorway, a front, and so that Ajahn Jeff has treated it quite skillfully in the sense of the bringing mindfulness to the fore, and that's a really skillful way, because in many instructions and discourses, you know, the Buddha was often not that specific when it comes to technique, because the reality is that, you know, different things work for different people, and so that. So I think this. I mean, there is a certain controversy over the years, but it's been going on for 2,500 years. So I don't think there's any big resolution that we're going to come to. But I think that that sense of recognizing that the word is used in different ways in different contexts, so that establishing mindfulness in front of one is one way of making it a lot more accessible, a lot more flexible in how we approach the establishing of mindfulness, or bringing mindfulness to the fore is a good way of making it more approachable.